Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
A brand new day. Or is it?
See the groundhog?
Yeah.
Think it'll be an early spring.
Didn't we do this yesterday?
No, yeah, we did do that yesterday. We're not going to do this today.
And unfortunately, no early spring.
We don't want to confuse people any more than they already are in this pandemic continuation. We did air it live, though, yesterday morning at about 7:28 when, yeah, Punxsutawney Phil said six more weeks of winter. Even though it wasn't sunny, it was snowing, and he didn't see a shadow, but he said he did.
I still think the TV cameras and all, those big lights, because it's still a little dark out.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's why he always sees a shadow.
I'm starting to think so as well. 106 times Phil has seen his shadow versus 20, which he did not, and 10 are missing in history. I think that's kind of interesting. Maybe the Nixon years where stuff was erased. I don't know. I don't know. I did see something funny on social media yesterday. I don't know if it was actually locally happening, but a Williamsport Facebook site posted a picture of three guys in white tuxedos with white top hats on in a funeral home looking down at a dead groundhog in a casket.
What?
And the caption was, "We did what we needed to do," or something like that. I was like, oh my goodness, that is so wrong, but so funny.
Was that the city of Williamsport?
It was a Williamsport. You know, I can't remember what the Facebook page is, but it was like, so I was thinking, was it some kind of stunt where it was obviously a stuffed groundhog?
That
was in the casket. But the guys, the Inner Circle guys, were in white tuxedos at a funeral. That's funny because they're always in those creepy black tuxedos on Groundhog
Day. They're in penguin suits. That's what it is.
I guess that's what it is. But it's not Penguin Day. It's Groundhog Day. I don't know. At any rate, six more weeks of winter, and the storm that was coming on Friday may not happen now. It might be a little rain and snow shower activity. Keep your fingers crossed there.
I'd rather snow, though. That's easier to deal with. I don't want sleet on top of all this snow.
I agree. But then on Sunday, Super Bowl Sunday, when you lock yourself in the house anyway, it might be snowing. There's a potential for another major winter storm. We'll have to see. So,
oh, boy.
Mark looks nervous about the winter storm coming back.
I don't know. I'm looking at my app here. Friday, it says about 1 inch of snow expected.
We'll see.
Joe says
Sunday and Monday, though, more snow.
We're going into the icebox next week.
Oh, next week, yeah, it's going to be like
overnight lows in the single digits.
Mark.
Yes,
I have large outdoor animals. I do not want to hear single digits.
Single digits is a reference from AccuWeather, what happens to my hands if I go out without gloves.
Within minutes, you have single digits. Whoa, there goes my piano.
There they go.
There goes the piano lessons. Anyway, we'll keep you posted on that weather, of course, coming up. Jeff Bezos stepped down as CEO at Amazon yesterday. He's going to take some board position, so I'm sure he'll still make a few million every hour. But Jimmy Fallon.
Every hour. Try every 3 seconds.
There you go.
Jeez Louise.
Jimmy Fallon and Jimmy Kimmel weigh in with a late night soundbite coming up.
It's Tom and Laura in the Morning, 94KX.
We're not strangers. We're Tom and Laura in the Morning. Come on now. News is coming up next. Mark has got that. He's no stranger either. Rob, the Sports Center, Steve with the weather, and Winternet, 2 hour school delays for just about everyone. I got thinking about this Jeff Bezos thing, and you know, it is kind of sad when you lose your job. I hope he's going to be okay, Laura.
I think he'll be fine. He'll have more time to take over the world.
Do you think maybe he will struggle financially on these cold winter days?
In these most difficult times,
I think we need our friend Sarah McLachlan.
Oh boy.
Poor Jeff Bezos is stepping down as CEO of Amazon. Oh. How will he possibly survive?
I don't know.
Now you can help.
Okay.
For just $321 million a day, you can donate to this out-of-work entrepreneur so he can survive during these troubling times.
Yeah.
That's just $13 million an hour,
okay,
or a mere $222,000 a minute, which is how much he was making as CEO of Amazon.
Come to think
Won't you please help Jeff Bezos make it through his next phase of life?
Maybe we don't
need to donate.
Excuse me.
Keep buying crap from Amazon.
Excuse me.
You'll feel a little better when you get stuff delivered to your door, and poor Jeff will somehow continue to endure. And now that I know he was making more than $300 million a day, I'm kind of thinking I may have made a vocational error somewhere along the way. Hand me the bottle of Chardonnay.
Oh, that all rhymed. I like that.
It really did. I like that ending.
Okay, we should cancel out that. I know some of you are probably dialing your phones to pledge that $13 million an hour.
No, don't do it.
Don't do it. Unless, of course, you want to pledge that money to Tom and Laura? No, people get fired for that.
No, we couldn't. Yeah. We could start our very own Amazon GoFundMe. If people want to donate to our blessed cause, that's fine.
And if Laura has to sit her dogs in the cold yard, she will and take pictures.
And we'll take one for the team.
News is next.
It's Tom and Laura in the morning.
I was just wrong. 94KX. Oh. He's such a nice guy.
He is. I want to go and have like a pint with Ed Sheeran.
Yes, and that's exactly the way you'd say it too. It's Tom and Laura in the morning. I want him to move in next door so I could just lean over the hedgerow and say, "Hey Ed, how you doing today, buddy?" You know, that kind of stuff. Nice guy. There are stupid people in the world, Laura, and I don't like talking about it. But at the same time, when it's funny, maybe we should come up with a new feature because, you know, you and I, you know, when we're together, we always see something silly unravel and we just look at each other and say, and there it is.
And there it is.
And people are like, there's what? It's like, just call it what you will. There it is.
There it is.
A couple in Virginia found themselves in the middle of a police pursuit on Sunday.
Okay.
So they just found themselves in the middle of it, so they stayed with it. You don't do that. You have to pull over. You don't put yourself in the middle of a police drama TV show. What is wrong with you people?
Oh, we're in the middle of a freaking pursuit. Where'd he go?
There he is, right there. There he is.
Oh, my God. Jason.
Chase him. What?
Yeah, he left.
Yeah.
Look, he done run up on him.
Hey, we got to get out of here.
Yeah, we're staying right here.
What?
Oh, my God.
Okay, you go ahead and stay in that police pursuit. They did, and when the person the police were pursuing finally got him, they pulled over as well and videoed the whole thing, thinking they were doing the police a favor.
Nope. 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 The police want you to stay out of the way.
Two words. Obstructing justice.
Exactly.
And Laura, we look at each other and we say...
And there it is.
There it is. News coming up next. Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX. Sports, AccuWeather, another peek at Winternet. There's been some updates. Take a peek at Facebook or participate with Tom and Laura. Yesterday, we asked the riveting question, should Super Bowl Monday be a national holiday? And the last time we checked, it was split down the middle.
It continues to be. And then lots of people, and they're not wrong, are saying stuff like, just play it on a Saturday instead of a Sunday.
You know, that's logical, but not to the NFL because it's Super Bowl Sunday. Super Sunday. Sunday. But yeah, college.
Except you could say the same thing with Saturday. Saturday.
College football plays on Saturday. People still go to those games. Come on now. That's not a bad point. But for those who are traditionalists and football has to be played on Sunday, should we have Monday off? Because there's such a high percentage of people calling in on Super Bowl Monday.
And people are basically like, actually, this is hilarious from Anthony. He goes, what the heck is the Super Bowl?
Oh, Anthony, come on now. You're just throwing gas on the fire. That is funny though, Anthony. Nice job.
It is. I mean, it's a ridiculous question, right? It's a game.
Anthony must be friends with Mark Lawrence.
Right.
Matt Cotrillo, our very own news guy, Matt, was going off in the hallway the other day because Mark Lawrence had no idea who was playing in the Super Bowl.
Oh, my God.
He's a news guy. He doesn't care about sports. Come on.
I mean, I guess he should be aware, but, like, whatever. I don't know. Right. Lots of people say that they take that Monday off every single year, just make it a long weekend. Mm-hmm. A lot of people say absolutely, but they're Bucks fans, like Tom. He said, absolutely. When my Bucks play, vacation request approved.
Was that Tom Brady? No, it just says Tom. Okay, all right. When my Bucks play, there aren't too many Tampa Bay fans around here.
I just want to know, like, why isn't it on a Saturday? This Facebook post made me think, like, why the heck is it on a Sunday, and does it continue to be on a Sunday? Just out of curiosity.
I don't know, because it's tradition. It's the NFL. It's whatever. And then you sit and you have, like, even in COVID times, you have a smaller party. Everybody drinks too much. They eat too much. They drink too much. Did I mention drinking too much? And then you can't go to work on Monday. Even Miller Lite is playing the game. During the Super Bowl, they'll be tweeting out a picture with a very long website URL. And they want you to repeat that and win money for free beer. Now, they know you won't be able to if you were drinking too much beer.
This Miller Lite marketing stunt will distract you from Ultra's big game ad .com/. Just type in this URL when the Michelob Ultra commercial airs on that sacred Sunday in February when everyone is watching football, and we will give you free Miller Lite, which not only has more taste than Michelob Ultra, but also has only one more calorie.
They're going after Budweiser.
By typing this ridiculously long URL, but you have to type it for real. No cheating by copying and pasting, which is why we are printing this URL in a good old-fashioned newspaper of the highest integrity. Yes, we are aware that there's bound to be some technology that exists that could transcribe a photo back into unreadable text, in which case you could cheat and copy and paste this URL.
This
but we're
is brilliant.
Going to trust you because good relationships are built on trust. So once again, please type this URL on February 7th because this is a stunt designed to make you miss our competitor's ad, burn a calorie, and get free beer. It's another time.
There you have it. They don't want you buying Michelob Ultra. They want you buying Miller Lite. And so they're going to post an incredibly large URL, and you'll have to type it after you've already had too many beers watching the game.
Oh, my gosh, this is funny.
And they want you to miss the commercials, which is
they
even
do.
Funnier.
And be one of the first 5,000 people to type the entire thing in. They'll Venmo you $8.
Brilliant. To buy more beer.
I
Brilliant.
Like it. And apparently, you just brought up the reason why the Super Bowl will never be on a Saturday.
You can't buy beer on Sunday? No, wait, you can't.
No. That's listen, okay, that's
what?
Only in Pennsylvania.
Tell us.
Television ratings.
All month long, 94KX, rocking the red with Evan. We've got Dr., and this guy is just a great guy, Dr. Saqib Siddiqui, who I met last week. He'll be on the show later on this morning, but coming up in just a bit, you could hear him or one of the other fine doctors doing some heart-healthy stuff in our evangelical 94KX vignettes. That's kind of cool.
Very cool.
Yeah. So we'll have the doc on, Tom and Laura, live at about 8:15 this morning. Stay with us. Are you ready for this? Because we like the Brady Bunch, right?
We love the Brady Bunch.
Da, 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 da. There's a story,
the
right?
The story.
Listen.
Of a lovely lady.
A man named Brady. Tom Brady, you think?
No.
The quarantines.
Really?
Yes, really.
Come on now.
The quarantines are back.
Here's the story of a man named Brady, who has played the Super Bowl 9 times in all.
Hey, easy.
He's won 6 rings, throwing touchdowns with some deflated balls.
Hey.
Here's the story of another QB. He is younger and his name is Pat Mahomes.
Yeah, he's a nice guy.
He played last year for Kansas City.
Yeah, and he won. Yep.
He brought the trophy home.
Good job, Mahomes.
And no Sunday when Tom Brady plays this fellow. And we know that fans will be in Patrick's bunch.
Oh, gosh, this is clever.
And many won't be rooting. They're the ones who really hate Tom Brady's guts.
Tom Brady's guts. Tom Brady's guts.
And the Patriots fans be rooting for the Bucks.
There it is.
Wow.
Nice job, peeps. Nice job. Tom and Laura in the morning, we try to make every day a beautiful day, but sometimes the news is just plain old depressing. And we bring you the news the top and the bottom of the hour every single hour.
Epic adventure.
Breaking news, everyone talking about.
But sometimes we need the good news. That's why we have Laura Good.
Good morning, good morning. Wednesday, still snowy. Let's make you smile.
Yes.
Okay, so a former COVID patient out in St. Louis gave birth while she was in a coma because of COVID-19. Here's the thing. The nurse who took care of her during that time did such a good job, they became close. She made her her baby's godmother.
When I was in the hospital bed, I always felt positivity around me. Felt like you was there. Even when you wasn't at the hospital, you still was there. You know, you was praying over me. She went above and beyond her job. And I really felt like I just wanted to honor her with that.
For her to, you know, giving an official invite to the rest of their lives is really something I'm excited and honored about.
Man, that's good news.
Isn't that awesome? The patient's name is Monique Jones. The nurse is Caitlin O'Brock. And they are close and friends since then, obviously.
Good news.
More pandemic good news. When it first hit, obviously, all the amusement parks were closed. Even Knoebels was, right?
Yeah.
A guy in Florida, his kids missed amusement parks so much, he built a roller coaster behind their house.
When the pandemic came in, they shut the parks down. So I built a basketball court for my son. Then they shut the gyms down. We built a gym. See, the roller coaster started about 2 months ago. It took about 4 or 5 days to get it done. They can't do nothing. We built this for a playland. It's something for them to do. I mean, staying inside is crazy.
Wow. Wow, that's cool.
And just Google roller coaster, Florida. This thing is insane. It's awesome.
And he sounds like Larry the Cable Guy.
Right? He sounds like he has a lot of energy.
Uh-huh. And
tons of energy. Anyway, that's great news.
Uh-huh, that's good news.
Last but not least, this one is sure to make you smile. We're just going to have you listen to this toddler who knows his friend needs a hug.
You okay?
Yeah.
Need a hug?
Need a hug.
Oh, my.
Need a hug.
Oh, I think we could all use a hug once in a while.
We all could. It's a viral video. It's out there. Just Google toddler, his friend needs a hug. Basically, he's asking, let's listen to it one more time, Tom.
Yeah, absolutely. Because, you know, you can't beat it with kids. That's for sure.
You okay?
Yeah.
Need a hug?
Need a hug.
Oh, I love it, I love it, I love
he
it.
He needs
love
a
it.
Hug.
I
so,
love it, I love it.
Virtual radio hugs to everyone listening today.
That's good news.
It is good news, and we bring you the good news every weekday morning. We like to mix up the time so different people can hear it, but you can only find the good news right here with Tom and Laura on 94KX.
Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX at Evangelical Community Hospital, rocking red for healthy hearts. Tom and Laura live coming up next hour at 8:15. We will talk to Dr. Saqib Siddiqui. He is a cardiologist, a new cardiologist at Evan. Heck of a nice guy. And he's going to talk about things that we might not really even think about. Like, think about this, Laura. You're shoveling snow and you go, oh, I feel uncomfortable. I better call a cardiologist. You don't call a cardiologist. You call your doctor and say, could I come in? Could you take a look at me? That's very important, right? Don't, you know?
Well, I feel like sometimes shoveling snow like this, it gets very heavy. So it kind of lends itself to us thinking about our cardiovascular health, how often we work out.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully the good doctor can tell us a little bit about that, what we can do to improve upon those things.
Yeah, and the best part about him is he's a cardiologist, but he doesn't mind if he gets the second call. It's the first call that's important, you calling your primary care doc. So we'll talk about that and more coming up. That's kind of exciting as we continue to rock red for healthy hearts. Should we continue to talk about Groundhog Day? Well, if I was Bill Murray, I would. But we did it live yesterday, six more weeks of winter. However, I did not know there was Staten Island Chuck.
What?
Staten Island Chuck is a groundhog who predicted an early spring yesterday, but the world,
really?
Yeah, the world smelled fraud.
Okay, folks, this is the moment we've been waiting for where Chuck is going to emerge from his burrow, his house, and make his annual prediction. Okay, Chuck, it's time to wake up.
Hey, Chuck, huh?
Hey, Chuck. Oh, I see Chuck. You want to tell me what it is to see Chuck? Oh, I think I know what the answer is.
We're going to have early spring. Spring is coming.
Okay, nice job, thank guys from Staten Island with Chuck. You know what I'm saying?
Well, wait a second, though. Shouldn't it be like Staten Island Stan? Or Staten Island Steve?
It would have sounded better. You're absolutely
right.
Yeah,
where's the alliteration?
Yeah, we love alliteration. Tom and Laura love alliteration. Staten Island Chuck was removed from his hole in some dude's backyard, and he said, spring is coming early. Here's the problem, Laura. In the video, if you watch it carefully, there's no snow on the ground in Staten Island.
Oh,
pre-recorded.
Yeah, that's fake news.
Fake news. I never thought I'd hear Laura say fake news.
Fake news.
The real news is next. Stand by.
It's Tom and Laura in the Morning, 94KX.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the Morning, celebrating Rock Red for Healthy Hearts all month long with Evangelical Community Hospital. we have a doc we need to talk to, Laura, and his pager's going off, so it could be kind of funny. I don't know. It's No, he'll be all right. We welcome to the show this morning Dr. Saqib Siddiqui, and he is a cardiologist at Evan. You're still with us, right, Doc? He is? Yeah, he is there. Okay, we're good. We're good. You're a cardiologist at Evan, and I'm going to give you a scenario, Doc. A guy is shoveling his snow, and all of a sudden he feels like, ugh, this is kind of uncomfortable. I better put the shovel down. He's not going to run in the house and Google cardiologists, right? I mean, that's, you just don't go directly there. You should probably talk to your doctor first, right?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Well, Tom, the scenario that you gave, if somebody's shoveling snow and starts to get pain or pressure in the chest, don't mess around, and that's an emergency room type of situation. But other scenarios where you're day in and day out, you feel, I'm getting some palpitations, I'm getting something that doesn't feel right. My mom had a history of heart disease, or I have high blood pressure or cholesterol. Someone told me that my heart didn't look right. These are the reasons to go ahead and call your family doctor and say, hey, what should I be doing here?
Oh, you're exactly right, doctor. I mean, if you're shoveling snow and you have discomfort, I mean, severe problem, yeah, just take yourself right into Evan. But I mean, some people, maybe the snow shoveling thing wasn't a good scenario. Some people in everyday life, they just say, I don't feel too well. They should go right to their primary care physician, right?
Absolutely, because there's a lot of things that it can be. If you're not feeling right, or you just feel a little short of breath, or you're having some fluttering, any of these things, well, there could be a lot of things that may not just be related to the heart. This is why it's super important to go to your family doctor. They're going to do some screening tests. They're going to do blood pressure. They're going to do some blood work. They may do some CART imaging. And if they say, okay, well, we've pretty much ruled out anything else that it could be, and our, you know, antennas are up for maybe this is a cardiac issue, they're going to send you over to me, to one of the cardiologists at Evangelical, and we're going to figure out what's happening.
Now, if something like that does happen, doctor, and we move to step two, which is you, Dr. Siddiqui, we're like, what should I expect if I move into your office then?
First of all, don't panic that you're going to see a cardiologist. Oh. That's the number one thing. So people get scared, but don't get scared. I'm here to sort of look a little bit more directly at the heart. Okay, we have cardiac imaging that we use, echocardiograms, we use cardiac CT, you know, we do cardiac caths. We have ways to sort of diagnose problems. Not only are we going to diagnose, but we may just give you a clean bill of health and say, hey, we did a lot of testing and your heart is actually pretty good, so don't panic.
Okay, and you mentioned earlier heart history. Laura and I talked about this yesterday, and Laura, you said you had some heart issues in your dad's side of the family, and I have them on both sides of my family, right?
Yep, that's exactly correct. My family history does have some heart disease, high blood pressure, so it's good to be mindful of these things and learn more about them.
Right, right. That's what I was going to say. Right, doctor? I mean, if it's in your history, we should be mindful of this.
Absolutely, absolutely. One of the number one things that I do when you come see me is we'll go through a thorough history of your family history. And I'm talking about mom, dad, brothers, sisters, primary cardiac, because this is an absolute risk factor for coronary disease. If your mom or dad or brothers or sisters have it, you may very likely have it, even though you're doing all the right things. It's a genetic issue. We don't control our genes, unfortunately. So it may be something that we need to look at.
And finally, doctor, your primary care physician says you need to go see a cardiologist like you.
Yeah.
We should not put this off, right?
Do not do that. If your family doctor has an inkling, if his or her antenna is up for something cardiac and they make a referral, you know, make a phone call, get the appointment, stick to it, and come see us.
Definitely. Thanks for having your antenna up for us this morning, Doctor.
Absolutely.
We continue to rock red for healthy hearts. Dr. Siddiqui is a cardiologist at Evangelical Community Hospital. Talk to your primary care physician, and maybe you'll be visiting Dr. Saqib soon. Rocking healthy hearts all month long. Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX. Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX. You heard Mark talking about it in the news. Your personality is basically the way your dog is acting.
I knew you would like that story.
That story was great.
My dog keeps climbing on the neighbor's leg, and it all makes sense now.
That would be Tom's dog. That makes tons of sense.
Stop it now. Stop it. Now, what do you have to say to Laura? She's got Murphy the Morning Show dog and MacGyver, who's not allowed in the radio station. So that tells you something.
Outdoorsy, adventurous, seeking vitamin D at all opportunities, and ultra smart, I think, comes to mind.
Oh, very good.
Oh, that was quite complimentary. Thanks, Mario.
What a suck up. Laura, a new study says not only, like Mark said in the news, not only is your personality reflecting on your dog, but the average dog misbehaves 15 times a week.
Now, here's the thing. Today, we are being very good boys.
Okay.
We are.
All right. So
yesterday?
Let's take a look at the week so far, huh?
Yesterday, we were a little rammy.
Yesterday, if you're with us with Tom and Laura in the morning, Laura had a break away from a live on-air break because
her dogs
were causing a disturbance in the living room.
I kept apologizing, too, because I couldn't focus on what you were saying because they were just running amok.
Running amok,
amok
is the expression.
Amok, okay. Amok.
Now, they're playful dogs. They're very large dogs, Murphy and Mackie.
Yeah.
Is that reflective of your personality? Like, you're always like, woohoo, hey, let's do this.
Pretty much, honestly.
So,
let's be real.
It's like having kids. So what do you do with your kid or your dog, you know, when your kid is kind of acting like you are?
Listen, time out. I say to these dogs all the time, do you want a time out in your crate?
Ooh.
Now, I wouldn't suggest putting a kid in a crate. You can get in trouble for that.
Yeah, probably.
But the dogs, they go in puppy timeouts.
Okay, just like your kid would go in their room, in their bed, or on the couch.
Or sit on the bottom step.
Some
where you
chair.
Have your timeout chair.
There
whatever.
You go. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, when I'm listening, because we have, and this is not on the radio, a song is playing or whatever, and I'm listening, and I'm hearing you talk to your two dogs, I swear to God, you have two kids.
Well, I mean, I don't curse at them.
No, I try to
keep it level.
I never cussed at my kids either. But
you find
yourself saying phrases like, now look, oh, this is my favorite, Laura, by the way, ladies and gentlemen. Look, this is why we can't have nice things. I love that one.
I think I said that twice yesterday. I was like, listen, this is good stuff. Stop. You're going to wreck it.
You're going to break something. I had three soccer players in the living room.
Mm-hmm.
We had 3 acres of land, but they like playing soccer in the living room.
It's cold outside today.
I could understand it. Yeah. So the average pet, ladies and gentlemen, misbehaves 15 times a week. We want you to keep that in mind. Okay, we don't need Ace Ventura here.
I was going to say, is that Jim Carrey? And no, we don't speak to animals like that. Although I do have an animal voice.
You do have an animal voice, and it gets really mm-hmm. cute and sometimes somewhat squeaky, and it's like, oh, boy, Laura's talking to the dogs again.
I'm the Murphinator.
Yeah, yeah, go ahead and say
they're
something
snoozing.
For them.
No, we're not going to disturb them.
Oh, they're snoozing.
They're snoozing again.
Okay.
Doodles is next to me, the Mackie Doodles.
You have to.
Murph is on his designated couch with his designated pillow.
You have to relish this time.
On pillow.
You must relish this time. You must enjoy it.
Oh, nope. Now he's up.
Uh-oh.
Hi, Murphy.
News is next. News is next. Let's bail. News is next.
Tell and Learn in the morning, 94KX.
Be kind every day. Every week, every month, every year, Tom and Laura in the morning want you to be kind as we rock healthy hearts with Evangelical Community Hospital, and we run the Kind campaign with the Greater Susquehanna Valley United Way. So when you put them both together, and we will do this next Wednesday, I'm kind of excited about it. We're going to talk about being kind to essential workers.
That's very important right now. And here's the thing. I feel like being kind is good for your heart.
You know, wouldn't it be neat if they could physically prove that, like clinically prove that? But I agree with you. I totally agree. Kind people seem to last longer.
I bet you could prove it somehow. I bet there's some research out there that says the more kindness you put out into the universe, the more kindness you receive back. It makes you feel good, and that's good for the ticker.
So we're staying healthy, we're being kind, and we're feeling fit all month long too, right?
That's right. It's Feel Good February. I've coined the phrase.
Great.
For
I love
all
it.
Of these things with Evan, with the United Way, and with Chelsea Davis from Figo Fitness. She is going to join us on Friday, talk about these fit tips that we're sharing every day. So today, friends,
okay,
the tip, eat your greens.
Yeah, it sounds like something my mom would say when I was a kid.
Right? Eat your greens.
But it's the truth.
Yeah, just try it. Try it. Add it to your lunch. Add one extra vegetable to a meal today. It's as easy as that. And that's heart healthy, too, for Heart Health Awareness Month.
Mm-hmm. With 94K. Wrapping up the show, Chad Evans is on the way next.
See the groundhog?
Yeah.
I think it'll be an early spring.
Didn't we do this yesterday?
No, we are not repeating Groundhog Day over and over. I do like that movie, though. It's just a great movie. Anyway.
It's a good one.
If you weren't with us yesterday or today, or you weren't all over social media, in other words, if you were under a rock, Punxsutawney Phil said 6 more weeks of winter. And I agree because... Well, it's central PA. I mean,
it's also currently really snowing in Elysburg.
You know what? I took a run up the hall after you said that a few minutes ago, and I looked and I was like, nothing, just blowing and drifting. But you've got actual snow, and there is a chance for a snow squall here and there. So, Punxsutawney Phil was right. Here we are on a Wednesday. I'm calling it snow day number 3 because the snow hit Monday afternoon, and yesterday, nobody came to work, and today, I'm looking up and down the hall for people, and I'm thinking, it is indeed snow day number 3. Most schools are on 2-hour delays. What does that mean? What does that really do to your life? Mom, Dad, you love it or hate it, and here we are, stuck in the middle of winter.
You know what, though?
What's that?
It is Wednesday, and those things can be frustrating. You just talked about snow and like clearing out and crazy kiddos' school schedules.
Mm-hmm.
But there is a positive that we can pull out of today.
Could that be the thought for the day?
Yes, I just came up with it right now.
Okay, what you got?
Happy is being halfway through the week.
Oh, you got to post that up. People will share that like crazy.
Okay, I'll make a little thing. But happy is being halfway through the week. So instead of being like, oh my God, it's already Wednesday. It's a slippery slope to Saturday.
Especially when it's snowing in Elysburg. It's a slippery slope to Saturday.
Seriously. I'm going to have to shovel my driveway again.
Again!
That's okay, we're being happy. Happy is being halfway through the week.
Chad Evans is next. Mark Stevens this afternoon. You guys have yourself a good day.
Bye, guys.